I now have the pleasure of introducing our young playwrights. And I'm going to let each of them introduce themselves to you. And if you could indicate the grade you are in, the community you're from, and if you have any shout-outs, this is a perfect time to do it. And Basil, let's start with you.
I am Basil
Chiani. Hang on, Basil. I'm sorry. Let's try that again.
I am Basil Chiodi Lee. I am in the 12th grade at Pittsburgh Kappa. I'm from Shadyside. And for shout-outs, I have quite a few shout-outs. I will do them in chunks. I'll start with shouting out my mother, my grandmother, and my aunt for inspiring my play. C. Sambar, Layla Sewell Wilson, and Kenny Woods for being in the first production of this play, which was at Kappa's 10-Minute Play Festival. The director and the actors, thank you to C. for advocating so hard for my play, and thank you to Layla and Kenny for bringing such great depth to these characters. And in terms of, like, people who didn't really, like, contribute to this play, except for liking me more than the average person, I want to thank my best friend in the world, Josie Squilanti.
Excellent. And C is really active here at our Youth Media Center. I don't know if you knew that or not. C hosts a podcast here and is involved in other activities. Let's go to Ollie next. I'll let you introduce yourself, shout outs, anything else.
I'm Ollie Rent. I go to Keystone Oaks Middle School. I'm in eighth grade. And I want to shout out my ELA teacher from last year and my family. That's all.
And what's the name of your ELA teacher?
Miss Connolly.
Thank you for mentioning Miss Connolly.
My name's Aiden Carr. I want to shout out Miss Connolly and my family. I'm from Dormont. I go to Keystone Oaks Middle School.
Well, it's nice to meet all of you. And I should tell you also in the room this morning is Katie Trippiano, who is the education coordinator at City Theater. And once again, an incredible program where youth have been encouraged to write plays. The plays, the youth have a chance to interface with the drama, Turg, and learn a lot about playwriting. Talk a little bit more about the process.
Sure. So the winners of our festival have come from our March 2025 contest, where we received 320 submissions. So that was a lot of one-act plays to read. And we picked five plays to be professionally produced at City Theater. So the student playwrights were brought into a professional room where they worked with professional dramaturgs and have a professional director, professional actors and designers, and so on. And we open on Wednesday for our student matinees.
So this has changed a little bit, at least from my memory, not live readings, but actually staging the plays.
Fully produced, fully performed, everything, yes.
Okay, I may be mistaken, but I had remembered them as being readings. That's really, both are exciting.
For sure, yeah. We've done both in the past as well. So the winners receive the full productions, and then we also have honorable mention students who in the past have had readings completed.
So you all are seeing words that you invented, created, chose to put together along with the storylines, and they're going to be on the actual stage at City Theater. Would one of you like to go first to tell us about your play?
So ours is about a robot that like, is mean to humans in his world, and he kind of goes back in time and meets a human, and he tells him about all the history that happened and how the people, like, saved their world how it is now, and then he came back and was, like, nice and cared about all the people that he didn't like.
And you two collaborated on this play, right?
Yeah.
So we have Hayden and Oliver, and also A.J. Montanaro was the third writer. What's the name of it?
Bolts and Apologies.
And what gave you the idea to write a play like this?
Well, I feel like with all, like, the AI and stuff that's, like, kind of coming out and, like, the new things, we kind of just, like, were thinking about ideas, and we thought of, like, robots, and we thought it was kind of cool. So we kind of just built it off of that idea. We didn't really have any, like, thing else other than that that really made us want to write about it.
What was it like to work as a team in a creative way?
We kind of, like, put all of our ideas together and then kind of tried to produce them on the play all, like, together somehow.
And did you ever have any, like, disagreements or, you know, just different ideas that weren't compatible with each other and have to figure out what will work best?
Yeah, we kind of just, like, talked it out, and then we tried to, like, add, like, things that we, like, didn't agree on, but we, like, could add it into spaces so that we could have all of our ideas into the play so we, like, didn't feel left out or whatever.
Yeah, I ask that because I think it's hard to collaborate with other people, especially if you're doing something like writing where pretty much anything goes. Is there more you'd like to tell us about the play?
Not really. I don't really know.
I'm curious about AI. Are you guys using AI much in your life?
Well, we don't really use it that much because at school they don't really want us to, like, use it to change our work. But it definitely is, like, useful when it comes to, like, finding answers to questions that, like, you can't really, like, just get right away.
Can you give me an example of a kind of question?
I don't really, like, I feel like it's useful when it comes to, like, on your math homework if, like, your parents or somebody doesn't understand. You can ask it, because then it can give you, like, an answer and explain to you, like, how to actually do it and, like, break down the question.
That makes sense, because a lot of the methods you're being taught are really different than they were even 10 or 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. When people see Bolts and Apologies, which will hit the stage on Saturday, October 25th at 6, and Sunday, October 26th at 1, what should they look for, do you think? What kind of experience will they find?
I think they should be, like, looking forward to see a play that people really haven't, like, made before and, like, see a new experience on stage.
They can also kind of look for, like, kind of things that you can, like, relate to and, like, I don't really know about, but, like, you know, like, there's a lot of development in the play, and it's, like, how, like, shows how you can grow through, like, just doing different things. So, yeah.
I had one other question for you, as we talk right now, which is, what was it like to work with the dramaturg and actors? I mean, you spent a lot of time getting this to where you wanted it before it was submitted in March. And now that it's been selected, the dramaturg and actors wanted to help you make it, you know, even better. What was that process like?
I thought it was really fun working with our dramaturg and meeting all the actors that are going to be on our or be in our play and be our robot Trigger.
And did the actors, when they took the stage, you've seen rehearsals, I'm sure. Did they kind of nail it with respect to what you had in mind?
Yeah, in what I saw of them, like, doing a read-through, I think that they did, like, pretty accurate to what I was expecting and what we all were expecting. And it's kind of exciting to see, like, how, like, professional actors, like, change it and, like, use their, like, past, like, as, like, a way to change the character in a way that influences the play and, like, good.
But it's still true to your vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Terrific. Do either of you, do you think you want to write plays as adults in the future or be writers? I mean, you are, Hayden, you're 14, Ollie's 13. You got a little time left to think about all of this.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I still have to think about what I want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy doing, like, creative writing and things like that, so I might try to incorporate that when I'm an adult, but at the time, I don't really know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, eighth grade, you've got lots of time as students. Well, congratulations. We'll come back to you a little later. Let's find out about Basil's play. Basil, your play is called Rest Their Souls, and tell us a bit about it.
All right, so I wrote this play in a playwriting class in the Kappa Literary Department with Maureen McGranigan as my teacher. That's another shout out. And it is about two older women who get together to frame a picture of their friend group from when they were younger, and then they start cutting out people that they don't like from the photo, and eventually there is no one left in the photo.
What a neat idea. Is the photo actually a prop in the play?
Yes, it will be.
So throughout the whole course of this one act, people get eliminated, and I would imagine the dialogue talks about the reason for their being eliminated.
Yes, it's all about pretty much rehashing their old problems with these people and deciding that they don't want them in their lives or memories anymore. And that just keeps extending to kind of an unhealthy degree.
What an interesting approach. Do they debate? Is there ever a time when one of the characters feels the woman should be kept and one feels that she should be discarded?
I would say for the most part until crucial moments towards the end.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah. They mostly agree on their, at the beginning they are discussing why they don't like people, and as they cut people out, the other one's like, I never liked her either. Get her out.
Oh, what a neat play, and really very much an allegory to cliques and the kind of rejection that people can experience. Had you been thinking about this for a while, or it's hard to, I want to say, like, how did you come up with the idea, but that's really not a fair question. But there had to be some process to this. When you first, like, how did this idea hit you?
So I think maybe a couple weeks before I got the assignment to write a 10-minute play, I was helping my mother and my grandmother and my aunt prepare a like collage or corkboard with pictures of my grandfather for his memorial service. And when there was someone that they didn't like in one of the pictures with my grandfather, they would cover them up with another photo. And it was very funny to me. Probably, like, the only thing that was really funny about that was the photos. So I thought that would be an interesting frame for a story or, like, a character study. And so that's what I did. I used that as a setup, and these characters really took on a life of their own, especially by the end. It was very much divorced from anything that I'd seen happen between my parents or my grandparents in real life. So that was really fun to write.
What a great observation to end up basing a play on. Now, Rest Their Souls by Basil Lee, who is a senior at Pittsburgh Kappa. That play will be October 25th at 1 o'clock, Saturday the 25th, at City Theater. Then at 6 o'clock that day, the middle school play will be there. And then on Sunday, October 26th, the middle school play at 1, and then the high school performance, Rest Their Souls, that you just heard Basil talk about, will be at 6. I can't imagine what it's like to read all these manuscripts and evaluate them, Katie. Can you tell me how you get it done?
Not by myself, that's for sure. It's really humbling and honoring to be able to read so many stories written by these students because they all have such unique voices. So we do have a volunteer literary committee that we use. They are theater professionals from around the greater Pittsburgh area and some national folks. And each script that gets submitted is read by two of the literary committee. And they submit their feedback to us and whether they recommend it for production or not. And then the artistic team at City Theater goes through all of those evaluations, reads the plays themselves, and just slowly funnel it down until we're left with usually about 15 submissions that we're really like grappling with. And how do we make these all go together as a full program and ensemble, because there's 3 high school 1X this year and 2 middle school 1X. So we have to make sure that all the plays sort of work together in a way that we can cast it, that we can design it, and that nothing is too outrageous or like out of the norm for us to be able to produce.
It's simply an incredible process. And Basil, I meant to ask you about your interaction with the dramaturgs and the actors, just as I'd asked Ollie and Hayden. That had to be something to get feedback from a dramaturg and also to see your words come to life.
Yeah, so my dramaturg was TJ Young, and he was absolutely amazing and very helpful with, I think, giving more structure to the play and really looking at, I think he saw the like meanings and things in my words that I did not pick up on, and it really helped me to nail down what I was going for in the play. And for the actors, I was actually there for the auditions as well as seeing a read through a couple weeks ago, and there what I really love about this play, because I've heard it read by a couple different groups of people at Kappa, at the Eugene O'Neill Theater Center, because it was an honorary mention for their Young Playwrights Festival, and now at City Theater. And I think that every like set of actors has a very different interpretation of these characters, and it's really wonderful to see people interpreting them and connecting to these characters, because I think that even if these characters are a lot older than the actors playing them, they're easy to connect with. I think they're understandable. They have a lot of depth, but they're very understandable.
Did you have a hand in choosing who would be given the roles? You mentioned you observed the auditions.
I was really just there to observe. I didn't make any major decisions, and there's only 2 actors in mind, so it wasn't
huge
focus.
Yeah. I'm thinking all the people in the photos have to be portrayed too, but no, that's neat because they become characters even though they're simply, you know, in a photograph. Do you know what you would like to do after you graduate this year?
I do intend to continue studying writing, especially playwriting. I think that's I've realized over the past year that that's something that I really enjoy doing and would like to keep doing going forward. But there's other types of writing that I also really love and other forms of art, and I'm just excited to keep exploring. But yeah, I mainly intend to continue focusing on writing.
Great. Let me ask if any of the three of you have anything else you'd like to say that you didn't get a chance to, any thank yous, or, Hayden and Ollie and AJ, who couldn't be with us today, Bolts and Apologies is the name of their play, and it's next weekend, October 25th and 26th, Saturday and Sunday, 6 o'clock on Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday. And you just heard from Basil, and Basil's play is also those 2 days, the reverse time slots, 1 o'clock on Saturday and 6 o'clock on Sunday. And you can learn more at citytheatercompany.org. Anything that you wanted to add at all? Usually we get it. Oh, go ahead, Ollie.
I was just going to say, I was going to shout out, AJ, because he couldn't be here, but, he was a big part of writing the play, so shout out.
I'm glad you did that. And anything else from you? Make sure I'm looking at Basil.
I will say for other shout-outs, there's got to be someone listening who I know. I sent this link to my friend, so at least one of you have better be listening. I'm just really grateful for every single person in my life, because everybody has been really supportive of this production and the multitude of things that I've been doing over the past year. That's what I want to say.
Well, thanks. And let me turn to Katie to ask if there's anything you would like to mention.
There is, actually. So new this year, we are partnering with Churn Ice Cream and Coffee in the South Side. And on October 25th and 26th, if you go there and mention you're with City Theater and order either the City Theater Caramel Latte or the Playwrights Party ice cream, we're going to get a portion of the proceeds to directly support the Young Playwrights Festival. So you can go anytime on October 25th and 26th and mention City Theater, or you can come hang out with us between 3 and 5 in between the two shows on Saturday and Sunday, and we'll be there celebrating all the playwrights and their hard work.
That is terrific. Thank you to all of you for being here today. And here's hoping, I know the plays will go very well, and congratulations.